My thinking is that I wonder how Richmond felt about Trent Cotchin's comments during the week about that one or both of Dustin Martin and Liam Baker will not be at the Richmond Football Club next year. So he's very close with Dustin Martin, Pete. So what's your thoughts? Do you think he'll retire?
I think it's a growing chance that he'll retire at the end of this
season.
Rather
than go to another club?
Yeah, and I don't think necessarily the Gold Coast, they've got to have a lot of thinking about whether he'd be the right player for them. I mean, he might be more appropriate at another club such as in Sydney or so on. But, I reckon I'd be surprised. I won't be surprised if he retires at the end of the season.
It's a really tough one for him because he's achieved everything there is. There's just nothing he hasn't achieved in the
300
game.
300 games.
That's the only one. Okay, so what will he get to at the end of the year?
He'll pass the 300.
Oh, so he gets his 300. Yeah. So then,
how many does he need? 12, is it?
And then he's going to be in a situation where his club is a bottom four to bottom six team. And that's what he's playing for next year. So he can understand if he comes to that decision at the end of the year that he's finished with Richmond.
Yep, absolutely.
You're a long time retired, though, aren't you? If he's still got good footy in, it'll be interesting to see. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he retires as well.
There's salary cap implications too. Like, I don't think he's going to take a big drop down from what he's currently being paid.
Well, he'd have to take a big drop down to keep playing from what he's currently being paid, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but where's your motivation come from? Mm. That's the issue. And if you go to Sydney or you go to the Gold Coast, you've probably got a renewal in that motivation.
And they've got some priorities on their list as well to sign for big contracts.
Yeah, and do you kick Matt Rowell out of the centre square for a couple of bounces for Dusty Martin? You're not doing that, are you?
No, the time's probably passed in some ways, hasn't it? Like for the Suns, if they needed it, it would have probably been this year or the year before, but it was too soon.
And Scott Pendlebury, sorry, Hunter.
That's all right.
Scott Pendlebury's motivation still comes from he loves it. He thrives on it. He said he's been preparing since he was 30 for this to be his last year, and he's gone another six because he's just his drive, his standards, his professionalism, but he's also at the moment playing for another premiership.
Yeah.
Whereas that's where it's not the case with Dustin.
That is the difference. Yeah. They're still at the top of the tree, Collingwood.
Yeah, and he's got Nick Dacos beside him that he's mentoring. I mean, really, how much fun would that be?
But do we know that Dustin doesn't
have that in him?
I think just because we don't hear from him and he's not the same kind of guy as Scotty Pendlebury.
He had 13 possessions on the weekend, so he was okay the week before. Yeah. So I think if he keeps putting up, I think in the modern game, if you're not getting 20 touches I know he plays a bit more forward. You should still, if you work hard enough, you should be getting 20 disposals and impacting at his talent, kicking a few goals.
Halfbacks give you that much space these days.
But I think, though, that he's in a team, when he's now in a poor team, he's just in the wrong team. For the right team that didn't have if he had the motivation, and salary caps, because he's probably only going to want to play if he gets paid a certain amount. For the right team that thinks they're in the strike zone, or maybe a team like St Kilda or another team like that who could see
I'd love to see Dusty in a Saints jumper.
The value in him in another way.
Oh, Bruce Hever would go buy the jumper today.
Yeah, he would.
If he's got the motivation to still play, I'd love to see it.